Thank you all for joining this Sunday morning meditation. Today is July 17th, 2011. Please breathe deeply into your being. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us by creating a sacred space around each person. We ask that these sacred spaces be created with the highest frequencies of Christ Consciousness Light, the most advanced forms of truth and unconditional love, and none other. We ask that these spaces be sealed off on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. We invite our guides, ascended masters, all angels, saints, deities, all ancestors to be with us. We only allow those that are pure Christ consciousness light, and we allow them to come through Source, through divine channels, and none other. We ask that Source help us to ground and connect to the core of the earth. We ask for assistance in connecting to Gaia. We ask that our grounding cords be strengthened, repaired if necessary. And we welcome Gaia's divine light to come up through our grounding cords into our physical being. We welcome Gaia's light to heal and balance us as we begin our exchange this morning. And as this is happening, we send our energy up through our crown chakras, following our crystalline cords of light. We follow the crystalline cord of light up to a ball of light above us, which represents the high self. Imagine yourself following a beautiful crystal cord that reaches a bright light. And imagine yourself merging with this light and feeling all of your knowledge, feeling your wisdom, feeling your higher thinking. Sense compassion and peace. As you merge with your high self, remember that your crystalline cord goes up even further. Follow your crystalline cord all the way up to Source. You can imagine Source as a great central sun. You may have a different name for the I Am Presence, the creator of all things. Imagine that this great central sun holds the highest frequency that you can maintain in this moment, that it brings you in as if you are being given a great angelic hug. Imagine energies filtering in and throughout your being, helping you to release all thoughts, all worries. This is a place where only unconditional love exists. And remind your mind that as you experience this place, you will change your experience to correlate with the highest frequency that you can access in each moment, so that you are always morphing and changing your concept of the I Am Presence. As your frequency raises, you will reach a higher aspect. As your concepts and belief systems change, you will align with higher truth, always moving to higher frequencies of the divine. All that you can accept in each moment, all that you can willingly see in yourself in each moment. It is not the I Am Presence that changes. It is our ability to accept the light. And in this moment, we accept as much as possible. And we bring this light all the way back down to our physical bodies. And we allow it to merge with Gaia's light to amplify, heal, balance, and clear within us. Imagine source light going all the way down to the core, Gaia's light going all the way up to source so that you become a great conduit. Imagine that this light moves in and throughout all of your physical aspects, your bones, your blood, your tissue and muscle, your skin, every hair follicle. Imagine that the light fills every chakra and energy center. Imagine that your ethereal bodies are being filled with light, your mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies filled with light. Imagine the frequency raising for your own divine healing. Imagine that your messages, all of the prayers that you've put out into the ethers, are coming to you now. The messages, the responses, the answers, they're coming to you now in their most appropriate form. Imagine that your own mind is being filled with light and that all of those messages are lining up to come to you at the most appropriate time. Imagine that you release control, release ideas of how things happen with your ethereal and spiritual bodies. Imagine that you surrender to your own divine light, the divinity within, as you ground, connect, and accept all of the beautiful light that is being given to you. Imagine your cells opening up and being nourished by this divine light. And as this is happening, we are just beginning our meditation. We are grateful for all the guides and light beings that are present. We ask for release protocol so that all things released today are moved out onto their own highest outworkings, their exits healed and sealed with light as appropriate for each person here. We ask for an entity clearing and cord cutting, calling in Archangel Michael and the Ashtar Command to assist each person here. We ask that we work with divine accordance so that everything that is requested goes through each person's own discernment, through their own hierarchy of light, through their guides and angels and ascended masters, working with the highest and best good for each being. And with that gratitude, we open our meditation. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. You are now bubbling with light. You have raised your frequency. Imagine that you are feeling new essence of yourself. Imagine that you are connecting with inner parts of your being that are just awakening. Imagine that you are elevated in frequency. Even though you are grounded, you are very elevated in frequency. Imagine that you can look up and see that sun above you that is your high self. Imagine that from where you are on planet Earth, seated in a building, on grass, wherever you are, imagine that angels come around you, at least three. These are divine light beings. If you have any visual perception of them, ask to see their lights. Make sure they are pure light. If you sense, then tell the divine, I want to see or sense the pure Christ consciousness light in these beings. Whatever your clair ability is, claircognizance, the knowing, clairsentience, the sensing, clairaudience, hearing, clairvoyance, seeing, or any of the other clairs, use your abilities now to sense light beings around you that are pure light, none other, and command them to be so. In this surrender, I allow myself to be guided by pure light beings. Imagine that these light beings form something underneath you that resembles a magic carpet. Imagine that they begin to lift this magic carpet and you are seated upon it. Imagine that they take you up and up and up out of your physical body, out of the room or place you are in. Imagine that you go up, up, up to that ball of light that is your high self. Imagine that you go inside the ball of light and that it is big enough for a room full of people. Imagine that this ball of light is sealed in every direction, that you feel completely safe, and anything that bubbles up within you that's less than Christ consciousness light, any negative thought, past experience, it bubbles up and releases out of this ball of light and is transmuted. These are gifts of healing for this moment. If you have a fear thought, don't hold on to it. Release it. Let it go. Let your guides take it. If it comes up again, it's another level. Release, release, release. This is not a time to dissect or examine. This is not a time to go into history or cause or soul contract. This is a time to balance in perfect surrender. Release, release, release. In this ball of light, where you are held by these beautiful angels on your magic carpet, beautiful light beings, imagine that you have an entire committee surrounding you of light beings. Pure Christ consciousness light. Imagine that your communication with them is happening. There are no words, but there is an exchange. Imagine this exchange to be like radio waves moving towards you, and you have an antenna that is your crystalline cord of light. Within this ball of light, imagine that not only messages, but unconditional love, peace, nurturing, all the things that you need in your being are coming to you. Imagine that you feel the union of masculine and feminine energy within. Imagine that you are your own divine resource of unconditional love. Imagine that you are the most beautiful being that you have ever seen. Imagine that that light is not only bringing answers and information, but it is also moving into other aspects of your body. Imagine that your chakras are a little brighter than usual, that energy centers are being illuminated in your hands and feet. Imagine that your spine is being given divine light energy for healing, amplifying not only the ability to realign, you have skeletal realignment, but also accepting energy into the life force that runs up and down your spine, feeding and nurturing all of your organs, breathing light into your joints. Imagine that your entire body is receiving a healing. Your eyes, your ears, even your voice. Imagine that you can come back to this place anytime you wish. Imagine that you have chosen to incarnate on a planet that is below you. And as you experience your third dimensional incarnation, imagine that this connection is just above you, that it stays with you at a higher frequency, that it is part of you, and that you can be very grounded and also maintain a connection to your high self, to this beautiful committee, to this higher aspect of you. Imagine that you know why you keep those things separate. and imagine that you know when you will unite them. Whether it is this life or next life, you know when it is. But you don't need to tell your mind, because you are in surrender. Your mind doesn't need to know, because you are in surrender. Remind your mind that your job is to have fun and to learn things, and that's what you are doing on earth. Let your spiritual body keep track of all of this. Imagine that every request and prayer that you've ever put out has an answer that's coming to you. And imagine that the maze that you created for those answers is an actual building with walls, and all of those walls are going flat. All of the maze walls are flattening out so that there's a flat surface and those answers come right to you. Imagine that there are tunnels that are opening up, so that divine light, creation, resources, love, light, information, education, everything that you need is coming to you. Breathe that in for a moment. As you breathe that in, you may begin to feel that you are a vacuum pulling in information, that everything is coming towards you, that you are in the center of your high self, receiving, receiving, receiving. And as you see yourself as a vacuum pulling things in, as you see yourself balancing and healing and aligning, you may discover an irresistible urge to reverse the direction, to take everything you're receiving and to give it out. There is a part of your being that knows exactly how to receive and give at the same time. You have an innate resource that brings in information, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, healing, peace, balance, harmony, and reflects all of those things at the same time. Imagine now that Source, all of your guides, all of your light beings, your angels, your guardian angel, are now giving you all that you need to remember how to do that. They're lifting veils, they're clearing out past lives, they're erasing memories from your childhood. They're healing you right now so that you can remember that you are a divine being of light, and you give and receive in the same moment. And because you have this beautiful gift, imagine that you are sending out all that you are receiving. You're a great sun with rays of light going out in every direction, going up, down, sideways, diagonally, every direction. Now, don't forget that you yourself have a physical body just below the place you are meditating. You are sending that divine light to your physical being. And your physical being has connections to all of your beloveds. Your high self has connection to every soul in your soul family. As you send this light out, it will go to all that will receive. If you have intended prayers, if you wish someone well, if you wish someone healing, ask that Source deliver the intentions so that the mind and ecosystem is purified from the healing. But as your divine light being, light with no intention other than the intention of existing as light, send it out, emanate it, make yourself a shiny diamond of light, reflect in every direction. You are a multifaceted, beautiful light being. this part of you that's vibrating at your high self level will continue to exist. Although we use the mental capacity in our brains to imagine ourselves lifting up and being with the high self, the fact is that we are visiting what is already there. That we are not disconnected or separate from our high self. We are united. We are also united with the divine. But we are vast, intelligent beings. And we have, for a very good reason we may or may not know, allowed ourselves to diminish just a bit to have a third dimensional experience. Remind yourself in your third dimension that you have access to this wisdom. And sometimes all it takes is one pause, one moment. From your high self, remind your beautiful physical body that is in the third dimension. Remind that body to pause, to take a breath, and to wait to feel the guidance from the higher essence of self. Imagine now, as you are this bright, beautiful light shining up and down and out in every direction, that you pour beautiful liquid light. It follows your crystalline cord and goes all the way down into your physical being. And as you pour, you can feel in your third dimension where you're sitting, your physical body receiving this divine light. Let it move into your head. Let it move into your crown chakra, down into your brain. Beautiful Christ consciousness light filtering through every aspect of your being, healing, clearing, balancing, bringing awareness, peace, unconditional love. As that light pours down into your head, over your ears, over your neck and shoulders, into your neck, into your third eye, into your throat. Allow it to fill your shoulders, your strong, beautiful shoulders that sometimes bear the weight of the world. Allow the light to clear all of the worries away as it bubbles in and through your chest, filling your heart chakra shining out, filling your chest, cascading down your arms. Allow that light to bubble into your wrists and your hands. And imagine at the palms of your hands, the energy centers there waking up. Imagine that you now are a channeler of light. Light coming down from your high self, bubbling all around, coming out your hands. And as the light continues to bubble down through your body, activating your solar plexus, healing, clearing, moving all into the organs, all throughout your body, bubbling, clearing, healing all the way down your spine, into your hips, into your second and first chakras, blossoming, blooming, clearing, cleansing, healing. Imagine the light cascading down your legs, working on your knees, all the way down into your feet. Imagine that light bubbling and dancing, clearing, cleansing, healing from the high self, from divine Christ consciousness light, from the I Am presence. Beautiful light filling your body and now going all the way down your grounding cords. And imagine that you yourself are sending divine light into the planet. Imagine that you are a pillar of light, blessing your beloved planet, giving and giving, giving, because you receive and receive and receive. Just imagine it flowing. You don't have to give it too much direction. The light naturally moves all the way down and connects to where you are grounded. And as a special gift today, the many people that are listening to this are giving to Gaia at the same time. Many people all over the planet are also meditating and giving to Gaia and to the Earth at the same time. Imagine that there is a little explosion of light at the core. And that explosion, in 3 seconds, 1, 2, 3, fills the earth with light. And as the earth fills with light, you are sitting upon the earth, and you receive once again. Maintain this giving, receiving, giving, receiving. Maintain the flow. If you feel you are not receiving, take a few moments, go into meditation, go to your high self, receive for a moment in the center of your high self, receive in that place. And then ground and give. Feel the energy flowing out from you. Give, give, and you will receive. You can move into the high self and feel your angels wrap their wings around you and hold you. You can feel the breath of the divine move across you like a slight wind. Your prayers will be answered, your needs fulfilled. Remember, you are a divine resource for light. As you give, you receive. As you receive, you give. Trust and the answers to your prayers coming in at the exact time in the perfect way. Release your need to control. Be the surrender that you truly are. Feel the alignment, the lifting, the weightlessness of surrender. Remember to forgive yourself when you forget to surrender, when earth times bring control to your mind, when you see how things could work and should work. Forgive yourself when you remember that you have resources to divine light, that you are a divine creator. Have compassion for yourself. The compassion that you have for yourself will emanate out, and you will have compassion for others. This will clear many parts of your subconscious mind. This will clear many things in the fields around you. As you're sitting once again in the high self, it is time now to honor and bless and thank all of the beings of light that have assisted you today. Imagine yourself gently on your magic carpet with the light beings around you being brought back to your earthly place. Imagine that your gratitude moves up from you like a fountain, continuing to bless all those that have assisted you today. Imagine that you are still encased in a beautiful ball of light, that you are very protected, held, nurtured, loved. As you sit upon your chair, your ground, wherever you are sitting, imagine that the groundedness you feel is secure. Bring your consciousness back to your third dimensional body. Feel yourself. Breathe into your physical body. Put your hands, those healing hands, anywhere that you wish to heal. And if your body feels in perfect alignment, then place them together in prayer. if you lift your hands slightly in prayer with your elbows at shoulder height, you will create a circulation that moves from your hands through your arms across your back. And if you work with this circulation, you can create a beautiful healing light energy, working with the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye. You can point your hands down to work with the lower chakras. When you have the light within, move your hands around. Feel your body. Bring a smile to your face. Think of your beauty shining out. Think of your creative force on this planet. Remember, you are a divine healer. Whether your healing is hands-on or whether your healing is simply smiling at someone and seeing their light. Remember, you have great wisdom. And the access to your wisdom is through your high self. You have reached great frequencies, and it is important to ground now into your physical body so that you can maintain control of your fingers and toes. Imagine that as you are grounding and bringing all of your beautiful human energy back into your consciousness, imagine that you ground and feel your being all the way to the end of your fingertips. You may rub your hands down your arms, filling your arms with beautiful grounded energy all the way out past your fingertips. Imagine the same with your legs, your hips and knees, all the way down your feet, sending that energy deep into the ground. If you find yourself bumping into things, losing track of your fingers and toes, bumping into things with your hips or knees, or any part of your body, take a moment to get grounded. Ask your guides, help me ground into my physical body. I'm starting to lift out a bit. I'm craving the ethers and the unconditional love that I remember there. Help me bring the unconditional love into my life, ground into my body, and have fun. Help me to enjoy this walk of life. Help me to be the divine light being that I chose to be. Help me emanate out, bless, heal, love as I receive. Breathe into your being once more. Relax into your own consciousness, your choices, your soul agreements. Imagine your connection to the divine, to all those that you love, through channels of light. We are beginning the end of this meditation. As you continue to ground, you might feel the need to take some notes on things you saw, heard, felt. You may simply wish to relax into the beautiful Christ consciousness light that you have awakened within yourself, that you have remembered. Please continue to ground, to be conscious of your beautiful light essence on this planet. Please remember to love yourself, to be happy with yourself. You are the essence of the I Am Presence. You are the divine light. With great gratitude, we close this meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. And just take a deep breath, and I'm going to do a closing prayer. We wish to thank the beings of light that have assisted us today. We thank the divine light beings that have brought us messages, visualizations, and understanding. We ask that we be given help in continuing to receive this light and understanding how to emanate the divine Christ consciousness light from our being. As we awaken within ourselves, as our own healers, as aspects of our own divine light, we ask for continued balance with our ego systems, with our mental bodies, helping us to stay in surrender and release control. We are grateful for this time, for everyone listening to this meditation. We release and close. We disconnect from each other, the Akashic Records, and the Oversoul level, each in our own pillars of light, grounded, connected to the divine, living our chosen life. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. Take a deep breath. I hope you all have enjoyed this call. You can check my website for more information about the next meditation call, which will be in August. Forgot the date, I'm sorry. If you'd like to email me with any comments or questions, I invite you to do that. My email address is holly@lightworkersalliance.com. Thank you all. Many blessings.